How we doing, everybody? December 23rd. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. 2 days from now will be Christmas. Games being played in a couple hours. We got the Saturday slate, of course. Bengals at Steelers. And we got the Bills at the Chargers on Peacock. Are y'all going to tune into that game? Are you guys going to download Peacock? Like, I'm curious. Because I say that I'm not gonna. I'm probably just gonna do some sort of illegal stream for show. Anyways, it is Saturday. Every Saturday we do Q and Assault, which is where y'all assault me. Nope. We need the camera bite. Which is where y'all assault me with any questions you may have for your fantasy lineups for the upcoming week. We do it every Saturday around 2 p.m. Eastern time, but because it is the holidays and I'm going home, I made it a little bit earlier regardless. Where you can sign up if you want to be in your championship week's Q and Assault, bdge.co. That's where our weekly rankings are, so you don't really even have to be in here because we have our weekly rankings go live on Tuesdays anyways, along with our waiver wire rankings, all that good sheesh. So how's everybody doing? How art thou? The fucking yours are going crazy right now. Robert, was good, my friend. Kenneth, AK, as always, good to see y'all. How are we? What do we got planned for the holidays? Anything good? Anything abnormal? Anything freaky? We can start you off with some weather reports. Head over to rotogrinders.com/weather/NFL for your resource for y'all. Doesn't look like there's anything too noticeable that we need to be worried about. Some rain, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, a little bit of rain, Arizona, Chicago, Dallas, Miami, New England, Denver. Nothing too worried about on this list. Raiders at Kansas City, decent chance of some rain. We'll need to monitor things closer to kickoff to know for sure. Nothing that we actually need to worry about. Mike cutting in and out. Ooh, okay. We got some problems right now. Hold up. What the hell's JMO been doing in here? What the hell that man been doing? How we sounding right now? We all right? PPR, flex start. Nope, we need more info than that. That ain't going to get it done. Start two, Jalen Hurts, Tua, and Kyler Murray. So we've got a super flex question where this man's is stacked at the QB position. We'll start off with the obvious, and we're definitely not sitting Jalen Hurts, not against the Giants, so he is start number one. We have the Dolphins versus the Cowboys, which is interesting because they have a very high over-under. It's like 50 points right now. I think it's actually moved down. I want to say it got up to like 51, and then it skirted all the way down to 49.5, which is where it sits now. Tua had a nice game without Tyreek. All signs point to Tyreek being active for this game, but Something as a Tyreek guy, as a guy that has Tyreek in a couple semifinal matchups this week, still want to see that he's for sure playing, which makes me a little bit scared. But you got the Cardinals traveling on the road, 1-6 away against Chicago Bears defense. I could have just skipped all the way to that part. Yeah, you're starting Jalen Hurts and Tua. I like Kyler, but I absolutely hate the matchup. They're not good on the road. They're not good anywhere, but they're really, really bad on the road. And the Chicago defense has been one of the best over the last month of this season. AK said, Jets or Denver defense. My projections have my opponent 54% to my 46, if that means anything. No, we're taking the Denver defense here. I feel more comfortable with them against the Patriots' non-existent offense. So I'm going Denver. Bigger spread, also at home. Yeah. PPR, we got flex start one. We got Aaron Jones, Achan, and Jacobs. Have we heard for show that Jacobs is back and playing this week against the Chiefs? It is a tough matchup. Also, the Chiefs are huge favorites. So I don't know how much work he's really going to get on the ground, which could favor him getting it through the air. So I want to be really high on Aaron Jones this week. He was forced into a big role last week in his first game back. Forced into a big role his first game back. Jaden Reed's out. Christian Watson likely out. We haven't got a full report on A.J. Dillon. if AJ Dillon's playing, I'm not going to go all in on Aaron Jones. However, would be heavy outlier to be active week 16 despite thumb fracture. We just have a bunch of limited. I don't know. Who do you have going? Okay, so you can kind of sit on this question for right now, I think, until Sunday. If AJ Dillon does not go, I'm starting Aaron Jones. I know that sounds fucking toxic to tell you to rely your whole season on Aaron Jones in week 16 after the bullshit he put us through this year. He's going to get a massive workload, especially in the passing game, with all those dudes out. A.J. Dillon not active. If A.J. Dillon is active, I give the slight lean to Devon Achane. Half my lineup hurt, so I got to pick two for flex. That's cool. Everybody's hurt at this point. Wicks, Tanner Hudson, Michael Wilson, Tucker Kraft, Hunter Henry, and Chris Rodriguez. You didn't give me any scoring settings, I don't think. Okay, half PPR you did. I mean, for the same exact reasons that I just said, for Aaron Jones, I actually like Wicks here. He might be my top guy because of Jaden Reed and Christian Watson being out. I like Kraft too, but unless this is tight end premium, which I don't think it was, I'm not going to lean towards doubling down on the Packers offense. Don't hate Tanner Hudson. Michael Wilson has been non-existent for a minute now. Don't like the matchup against the Chicago Bears. Hunter Henry, a little hot, but tough matchup against the Broncos. Chris Rodriguez getting a little bit more work, but not a great matchup against the Jets. Man, this is tough. So I'd lean Wicks, and I probably would lean ultimately one of the tight ends here. They're all kind of the same to me. Realistically, they all have like an okay chance of getting it. You know what? Fuck it. Actually, I take back what I said. I'm going to double down on the Packers here. I'm going to double down on Wicks, and I'm going to double down on Tucker Kraft. Because with all the injuries, Jordan Love, he's got to feed someone. And I feel probably most confident in that offense. And those guys being like a very condensed piece of that offense. So we're going to go with the Packers. Start two, full PPR. We got Debo, we got Devontae or Jaden Reed. Yeah, so I think realistically this will be an easy option for you because I'm like 90% sure Jaden Reed ain't playing. Average 2 weeks out, data slightly favors him missing week 17, which means he's probably almost definitely not back for week 16. He hasn't practiced yet this week. Did we get any update on whether or not he fucking practiced yesterday? Why don't we have updates on that? Dirty Saturday. What did he do this week? Yeah, I'm almost positive he's going to be out. So that just answers your question pretty much for you. P. Machar asking about QB options on the Discord. Seems like Mullins might be my best screaming. Can you just drop it in here? Because I got the chat going and shit, so I'm going to need them. I'm going to need you to throw it up in here, the actual QB options, if you don't mind. Make sure you dab on your family at Christmas this year. We're bringing it the fuck back. As soon as your aunt asks you a question, you point at her. You look at her, you point at her. Fucking bang. All right. So we got half PPR, flex one of the following. We got Barkley, Amari, and Metcalf. Okay. Actually going to be Saquon for me. I get it. Amari coming off a good game, but like the yardage since Flacco's taken over has not actually been good. He hasn't been great with Flacco. He gets a lot of targets, but hasn't really turned him into a whole lot. And the Texans defense is actually like not bad. This is a 40-point over-under. I actually expect Saquon to be relatively productive in this game. Eagles' run defense is not what it has been, and plus they're going to have to throw the ball a lot because they're going to be down fucking early. I don't hate DK. I don't hate DK with Geno coming back, but the way the Titans play defense, they're a very, very too high safety heavy team, and I think that favors Lockett a little bit more than Metcalf, to be honest with you. So I'm actually going to lean Barkley here. Start one, full PPR. We got Collins, Noah Brown, Wicks. I mean, at that point, if Collins is playing, I'm going with Nico. I'm not playing Noah Brown over him. I think there's a really good chance he plays. And from what I've heard, the calf injury, if you are ready to go, the performance dip you see is very minimal. It's like 8 to 10%. So I'm going to go Collins there. Let that man cook. the guy who got you into the playoffs. Eagles or New York Jets defense currently projected to lose. Yeah, we're going Eagles here. Eagles here for show. Half PPR, start two flex. We got Zay Flowers. We got Deontay Johnston. We got Cortland Sutton, Wicks, Parker Washington, Chris Rodriguez. All right, so I'm not going to start Zay. I hate the matchup against San Fran, actually. If this is my team, I'm going Deontay and Sutton. Deontay is like the only constant piece of that passing offense target-wise, and Sutton's obviously just been really good. He feels like a tier above everybody else in this question. We got Kyler, we got Nick Mullins, and we got Geno Smith. Yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned before that you were leaning towards Nick Mullins, and I think I agree with you there. Coming off a 300-yard passing game, playing at home against the Lions pass defense, yeah, I think I'm probably going to roll with you there. Let's go Nick Mullins. It's crazy. Imagine asking that question at the beginning of the year. Is starting Zeke and the Broncos defense a good hedge? I don't remember all your options, to be honest with you. So hedging, I don't necessarily look at it that way. I feel like maybe starting the starting quarterback against the defense that you have is probably not great, because like as soon as a quarterback scores, that's going to be, or as soon as a quarterback starts like moving the ball a lot, where running backs can kind of like rack up yards through dink and dump receptions, which Zeke does a lot and has nothing to do with the defense. So I kind of look at these as separate entities, and I wouldn't really overstate like the impact that each of those has on each other. It's not the quarterback, you know. We got Miami or Texans defense. Packers also available. Okay, so Miami's probably... All right, so Miami is favored, and they're at home, but they're only favored by 1.5, so I don't even really look at that as being favored. Houston, they're underdogs at home, so I don't like that, especially now with C.J. Stroud in there. Packers play against the Panthers. Now, the Packers' defense is, like, real life kind of fucking terrible, but they're the team I trust most to actually, like, manhandle their opponents, so I'd actually probably play Green Bay, but it's not a huge push either way. And I think maybe the best thing to do would be look at next week's schedule to see, like, if you pick up Green Bay, I'm assuming that you would have to drop one of those, or maybe you're not actually rostering both of those guys, but whatever. If we're looking at next week's matchup, which I think is really smart to do right now if you're deciding between streaming defenses, for instance, like Green Bay next week plays at Minnesota, so I don't imagine they're going to be like heavy favorites, and they're on the road, and that probably is not like a super good matchup. We'd have to think that Houston will be with CJ Stroud next week. They play at home against Tennessee, so that could be a really nice matchup for them. And the Dolphins play at Baltimore next week. So there's no way you're playing like Miami defense next week against, you know, at Baltimore. I think Houston looks really, really good. Packers matchup's not great unless something happens again to their quarterback or whatever. But I'd probably play Packers this week and then Houston next week. Zeke says two wide receivers, half PPR, A.J. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, DK, Amari. All right, so obviously A.J. Brown is getting in there. Amari's definitely one I'm taking out of the equation. It's between Ayuk and DK for me. Ayuk's a little dicey against the Baltimore defense. I think what they're going to do is lean so heavily on C-Mac. I think the way that you could beat Baltimore is running against them and keeping Lamar off the field. So I think you're kind of rolling the dice with Ayuk. I like what I've seen from DK overall. I think if it's my lineup, I'm probably going AJ Brown, DK. Get them Ole Miss boys in your lineup. Chicago, Indy, Washington, or Cincinnati defense. Okay, so all right, I really like Chicago as an option, just top of my head. I haven't looked at all the matchups right now based on this question. Really like Chicago. Indy is an underdog on the road, so I kind of almost immediately count them out. Same thing with Washington. They are underdogs on the road. Cincinnati is a favorite on the road against the Pittsburgh offense. I definitely lean Chicago here, though. They are a tier above for me. Hang. Allen or Dak, 4 points. Oh, Allen. I think Allen is probably like the QB one this week. pick two, half PPR, we got Ty Chandler, JT, and Henry. So Zach Moss, I think, just got ruled out. So JT is probably like full steam ahead. There should be no limitations. It's not like he's coming back from a hamstring injury or a lower body injury. It was this thing right here. So JT is for sure in my lineup. Chandler Henry's actually a little bit tighter than I imagined it would be. Looking at the rankings this week, go back. What are we doing? Chandler's got a tough matchup against the Detroit Lions defense. They allow like some of the fewest fantasy points to the running back position, but Derrick Henry's been fucking useless, man. JT is the one for me. I think Henry and Chandler are so close that I'm gonna let you pick there. I don't think there's a glaringly right obvious answer there. I'm gonna let you decide your semifinals on that. These are the options I was asking about streaming for quarterback: Mullins, Russ, Jake Browning, Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, Gardner Minshew, Trevor Lawrence, leaning Mullins if Trevor's out. So Trevor is playing. Trevor has cleared. So if he's your guy, he's your guy. Trevor is good to go, and he's playing against the Tampa Bay defense, which is a pass funnel defense. So that would be good for you. Trevor cleared concussion protocol. Happy PBR, pick two. We got Ridley, Noah Brown, Evans, A. Cooper. Ridley and Evans for me. There ain't no chance I'm sitting Evans, not against the Jacksonville defense. And then Ridley's seen, I think, like 13 and 12 targets over the last 2 weeks. Zay Jones and Christian Kirk are out for this game. So I'm going those two. Happy PBR, we got Palmer or Dobbs. Ew. Okay, so I think Palmer's like a fake sharp start, but I would still play him over Dobbs. This is gross, but Heinicke or Zappe, 4-point pass touchdown, and Pickens or Kmet. Oof. I actually like Kmet. I like Kmet over Pickens. Kmet's been low-key a top 12 tight end, fantasy tight end, 6 times over the last 7 weeks. And on volume, the Cardinals are not like a fantastic matchup for tight ends, but efficiency-wise, they do allow tight ends to get home against them. So I'd go Kmet over Pickens, especially in tiered PPR. And then you're asking Heinicke or Zappe. So we got the Falcons again. Ugh. I'm going to go Heinicke there. I'm going to stick with my mans. Rise up. Standard, Fields or Tua? That's a great question. I mean, they're both probably like top 5-6 options this week. I think ultimately I probably lean towards Fields there. I really like the way Chicago's playing. I like him at home. I love the matchup against Arizona. Whereas like the Dolphins, it seems like on paper, right? Like Miami's kind of riding high, 30-0 win against the Jets. You have Dallas getting their ass kicked by the Bills. My concern here is like, one, Dallas, the entire team is kind of dealing with the flu. And at any point, the Dallas defense can kind of turn it on and like shut teams down. And then secondly, Mike McDaniel, I feel like, is going to look at that Bills tape and then be like, yeah, this is exactly what we're doing. We're going to run it 40 times with Mostert and Devon Achane. Same exact formula that James Cook had last week. I feel like they're going to do that with Miami. So I actually lean Fields here. Standard scoring, start one. We got Goff, Nick Mullins, Joe Flacco, Geno Smith. I feel like I'm probably overthinking this, but would appreciate your input. Listen, I'm assuming you're saying you're overthinking it because like Goff is the easy start here. I don't blame you for overthinking it. I think it's something to absolutely be thinking about because, one, they're playing on the road, but Minnesota's a dome, I believe, right? So I think for the most part, like on the road is not good for Goff, but he's also someone who just plays well indoors when it's not like cold and disgusting kind of outside. So the easier answer feels like it would be Goff, but Minnesota's been a very, very like relatively stingy defense this week or this year, I should say. Good defensive coordinator. They blitz a lot, but I think that kind of favors their offense that they have in Detroit, where it's like blitzing, get the ball out quickly to Amara, Jahmyr Gibbs. And fucking Sam Laporta. So I think it's a good question, but I would go Goff there. The starting DK over Ayuk change if I am already starting Kenneth. No. I think you just start the players that you think are going to probably be the best against that team. Though Kenneth Walker, not a great matchup against Tennessee, I would say. I don't know what your other running back options are. Probably not worth sitting Kenneth for, but no, it wouldn't change anything for me. Thank you. Thank you. That's you know what? We've had two girls in the chat, and both of them complimented my jacket. I appreciate you. This color just fucking works on everything. You just get green clothes and just wear them sporadically, it always hits. What other streaming defenses are worth a pickup for this week? All right, let's check out Justin Fields or K1. Oh, for some reason, me just coming off of a Kenneth Walker question, I thought you were asking Justin Fields or Kenneth Walker. You're asking Kyler, but I'm definitely going with the field side of that game. All right, so next week, they have Thursday Night Football, Jets at Browns. I'm assuming Cleveland is not available for you, but they would be a great streaming option. Saturday night, Lions at Dallas. That's a great fucking game, but you're not going to stream either of those defenses. Sunday, Bills, Patriots. Okay, Bills, I think, could be a fantastic fucking streaming option if they're available on your waiver wire. I don't know what their availability is on fantasy platforms right now, but the Bills will be massive favorites in that game. So Bills would be a great streaming option. Bears, again, too. They're playing at home against my fucking Falcons. They're going to be a good streaming option. Colts, Raiders. I tend not to try to start defenses that I don't think are just good in real life. Philly at home against the Cardinals. There's going to be a lot of games with huge spreads. Rams playing at New York Giants. But Philly Cardinals, that should be like a 10-point spread probably. Let's see. Saints, Bucks, Jags, Panthers. Jags, Panthers. Jags at home. I'd imagine that their defense was probably widely dropped because they stink, but they're playing the Panthers, so that's not bad. Ravens, Dolphins is good. Texans, Titans. Broncos, Chargers. Broncos are a good stream this week at home against the Patriots. They get to play again at home against the Chargers with Easton Stick, so that's another good streaming option for you. Hang. Let's get it on and popping. All right, then. Looks like the questions have died down a bit. So I will probably rip the cord on this stream right now. It's week 16. We're here. We are fucking here. Oh, we got one more question here. Technically, I could sit Kenneth if I start Barkley and flex Ayuk or Amari. What? Overall, start two wide receiver, two running back, one flex. I already started Kamara. Yeah, me too. I had two games. I had two. Justin screaming from the top ropes. Hold on. I got you, Justin. Don't worry. Overall, start two wide receiver. Okay, 17 more questions flooded in. You guys are fucking sick. Oh, last one, McBride or Goddard? It's McBride every fucking time. McBride, since week 8, McBride, some of y'all need to hear this. Since week 8, McBride is the tight end one in fantasy. He is unsittable. He is unsittable. Okay, so, yeah, I got two playoff matchups that I started Kamara already. Fucking devastating. I knew his ass was going to bust this week. I knew it, too. Should have sat his... overall, start two wide receiver, two running back, one flex. I already started Kamara. Okay, so AJ Brown, DK, Kenneth, Ayuk, Amari. Yeah, so it's Brown and DK for me at wide receiver. Okay, so you're saying you could start Barkley at running back and start Ayuk over Kenneth Walker. Wait, so who you have at flex right now? You have Saquon at flex. Yeah, that's probably ultimately what I would do. Unless you got a real strong hunch for Ayuk against Baltimore, which I don't. Half PPR, wide receiver, and flex. I have Tyreek and awaiting to see if he'll play. My other options are Sutton and Deontay Johnson. Would you bank on Tyreek playing and play him and Sutton or play Deontay today? That's a little bit tricky, huh? I'm gonna roll the dice here because I feel like everything we've seen and everything we've heard is leaning towards Tyreek being okay. So I'm gonna roll the dice because the difference between a Tyreek and a Deontay Johnson is so wide, and this is week 16, and like you need those, you're playing against good teams, you need those boom weeks. I'm gonna play Tyreek and Courtland Sutton here. The only thing that I'm like worried about was I was listening to Pro Football Docs podcast like early on in the week, and they were talking about Tyreek Hill and just thinking about how like the game against Dallas is not as important as the game against Baltimore next week. And it's like, they're also going to be in the playoffs. So is it more important for him to play against Dallas this week or to rest and get healthy for the Baltimore playoff run? And I think it's a good point. And I think there's a, I think there's not a non-zero chance that we wake up tomorrow and they're like, actually Tyreek Hill is inactive for this game. So, I'm just saying if there's a way that you can have a contingency plan, if there's a way that you could pick up a Miami player or someone playing, actually there's multiple Monday night games, Sunday games or whatever. If there's a way that you can get a contingency on your bench, I would try really hard to get that. Justin says, hold on, Nick, and then never asks a question. Hey, there we go. My PPR, my flex, Josh Jacobs, but I have Chris Godwin, Isaiah Likely, Palmer, Deontay Johnson, Wicks. So assuming Josh Jacobs is playing, hold on. Let me see if I have anything like super updated on his reports. So he has a 2 out of 3 chance to play. RB quad production impact tends to be low, but concern of 15 to 20% for re-injury risk. It's a little bit risky, actually. It's a little bit risky right now, especially with them playing. Will they play Sunday night? I don't know. They play all the way on Monday. Okay. So hopefully we'll have more clearance on that. Cause my backup options in order would be, probably Godwin, then Deontay Johnson. Godwin plays at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So I think there's a good chance we have a good read on Josh Jacobs. But regardless, I think you have like a Isaiah Likely's kind of cool too, and he plays all the way on Monday night, so he's the last player available. So you'll have options. Like I don't dislike Isaiah Likely whatsoever as an option here. So it would be Josh Jacobs. I'd play Josh Jacobs, wait for game time. Obviously, if he doesn't end up playing, you have a good option, I think, with Isaiah Likely. That's what I would do. So if Tyreek is out, Noah Brown or Dontavian Wicks. Good question. I actually probably got to think about some contingency plans on some of my teams too. You know what? I'm going to give Noah Brown the nod there. He's been good. He's proven it week in and week out. Nico Collins likely back, but I'm going Noah Brown there. All right, y'all. I think I will actually pull the cord. Okay, never mind. Are we starting Hill, Deontay Smith, Devonta Smith, R. Calvin over Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Palmer, Wicks, likely? Yes, I am. Those would be my top three picks for show in full PPR. Devontae said he's playing Monday. Calvin without Zay Jones, with Trevor Lawrence, without Christian Kirk, like him. Terry Killer obviously playing. Yes, sir. We gonna pull it? Yeah, we pulling the plug. All right, y'all. Good luck in week 16. Hopefully, I'll see y'all back for week 17, meaning you won your matchups this week. Go get it. Go fucking hack your opponents. Go put some zeros in their lineups. Let's dominate. All right? Sign up, bdge.co. That'll get you availability to next week's Q&A Assault. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Merry Kwanzaa. I'll see y'all for New Year's. Hang.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.